Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is February the 9th and it's Friday. I hope that you've had a good morning. I hope that you woke up just excited to invest in your relationship with the Lord. That ought to be our attitude every day that we live. Waking up excited to hear from Him, to walk with Him, to experience the joys of living life with Him right beside us. If there's no other comfort that you receive today, that thought in itself should encourage you where you're at. Hey, we've got a passage of scripture we're going to look at here in just a moment that I think that's going to be a great blessing to you as we consider an important truth found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Have you taken the time to read that? Have you read through 1 Corinthians chapter 4? A great passage of scripture. Before we get there, I want to mention our weekly memory verse out of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. And the Bible says this, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." 2 Peter 1 and verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Okay, let's go ahead and turn our attention now to the book of 1 Corinthians. And like I said, we're in chapter 4, and I want to go ahead and read verse 3, and then we'll get our theme of what we're going to talk about today. The Bible says, "But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. I judge not mine own self." I want to talk about this verse for a second because maybe at face value, it might seem as if Paul is saying one thing when actually you read these verses together, you find that he is really talking about something else. So let's unpack this a bit. "But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you." So at face value, it almost seems like Paul is saying, you know what, when it comes to what you think about me, your judgment of me, your sizing up of who I am, my ministry, when it comes to what you think, I really do not care. That's almost the impression that we could take away if we stopped there. But that's not what Paul means, because we understand that that's not consistent with what Paul says other places. The fact is, although what other people think of us should not be our motivating factor for living life or serving the Lord, ultimately, we should care about our testimony. And certainly, God has inserted people into our lives that help hold us accountable. And that's a part of it. So that really wouldn't make sense in regards to what Paul is saying here. So what is he saying? He says, "But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you," in comparison, right? In comparison to what, Paul? Well, he keeps going. He says, to be judged of you, it's a small thing, or of man's judgment, okay, so anybody's judgment. And then he includes another one. He says, "I judge not my own self." And so what is he saying here? He's saying, it really doesn't matter so much what you think of me. It really doesn't matter so much what I think of myself. And mark it down, we do have thoughts about ourselves, right? In fact, the world has sort of made that a battle cry for today. Hey, you need to love yourself, you know, just love yourself, all right? Don't let anybody tell you no, okay? You say yes, and you go out there, and you take life by the horns, and, you know, that's the messaging that the world's picked up, right? So what is Paul saying? You're saying, look, it really doesn't, it doesn't mean so much as far as what you say about me. It doesn't mean so much as far as what I say or I think about myself. And we do think thoughts about ourselves, and most of the time we think too highly, right? So what does he say? He says, in contrast to this, he says that the Lord is really the one who is ultimately, whose judgment truly matters. Okay, now everything in context here, okay, because although we work with other people, and although we have relationships with them, and although they have influence in our lives, and although we are subservient to others in authority, and although that is all true, we have to remember that truly, really, the buck stops with the Lord. We live for an audience of one. Ultimately, God's judgment is what ought to motivate our living. Okay, at our heart of hearts. Now the other these other things matter. He says that it's a small thing. I mean, it's not like he's saying it doesn't matter at all. He's saying no, in comparison to the Lord, and then in my accountability to Him. Boy, God is the one to whom I have to answer truly. And so, what perspective Paul gives us here, right? I mean, one day you're going to have a job and you're going to have a boss, and that boss is going to ask you to do something. He's going to tell you to do something, and you're going to do a good job or a poor job, and you're going to be accountable to him ultimately for what you did there. Okay, but that's only to a certain degree. And Paul points that out. He says, hey, you know what? I stand before an audience of one. And he goes on to talk about the judgment seat of Christ. Now, that the judgment seat of Christ is for Christians. Okay? We aren't talking about the great white throne judgment. You know, that's for non-Christians, right? We're talking about the judgment seat of Christ. And one day the Lord will judge us in the sense that we will give an account for our actions. And now the Lord knows what we've done. And I have to believe that we'll stand in His presence, and truly He's not going to have to say much, because I think that we will know the sins that we've committed. We will be mindful of those. And you know what? We're going to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus, and we're going to thank Him for His mercy and His love that has allowed us to spend eternity with Him. And I look forward to that day. But I just wonder if right now, if we were to be honest with ourselves and say, you know, I have some self-thoughts about who I am, and sometimes those thoughts are pretty prideful. And then I sometimes think about what other people think of me. I think about my friends and how they sum me up, and their justice system, you know, how I measure up to them. Well, it really, really matters when it comes to what the Lord thinks of us. And boy, what a thought to just think about as we live for His honor and His glory today. And I hope that we'll carry that with us no matter what the task is, whether it's we're doing schoolwork, or we've got some free time or play time afterwards, or we're talking with our friends. Hey, is the Lord pleased? Am I pleasing Him ultimately? Accountability to God here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. We're praying for Sam, and we'll spend some time today. Hopefully you will, I will. We'll pray for Sam, ask that the Lord would bless his life and be with him as he studies and works to serve the Lord on this Friday. Okay, listen, hope you enjoy your weekend of discovery, and we will be back next week together. Take care.